Grace, mercy, and peace to each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you please bow your head with me? Lord, at least in our lifetime, things have not seemed so dire for the Christian faith on planet Earth. We pray that you will teach us to follow the instruction of our Lord Jesus, who said, "When you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh." We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. On one hand, it can be a discouraging time for Christians living at least in the United States, well, not to mention in the Middle East, where Christians are persecuted for their faith, even killed for their faith, beheaded, tortured. And if they would just deny the Lord, why, they would be able to save themselves. Thankfully, many do not deny the Lord. And on the other hand, it's an exciting time to be a Christian in the world today, because we see something happen right before our very eyes. We see the fulfillment of prophecy. What confirmation of the scriptures that is. Didn't Jesus say, "As it was in the days of Sodom, so it will be when the Son of Man returns"? Have you newspaper lately? Have you looked at the internet sites that have the news and seen various decisions by our Supreme Court and by people who take these cases to the Supreme Court? It seems as if we are living in the time of the fulfillment of these prophecies. And our lesson for this morning as well contains prophecy, this time to a young pastor by the name of Timothy. And the words are written to him in the form of a letter from St. Paul. And we want to focus in on chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. "I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, it with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." Here ends our reading for this morning. I mentioned just a second ago that we live in the time when prophecy is being fulfilled. And actually, to some extent, it's been being fulfilled ever since the time of Christ, our Lord, that he walked on the earth. But there is a degree to which it is being fulfilled in our day that at least makes me wonder how long the Lord will wait before he comes again. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." If you visited some other churches lately, listened to some radio broadcasts on Sunday morning, the time has come when they will not endure sound doctrine. "But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, be turned aside to fables." And so what is the instruction for a young Christian? You know, Timothy was a young Christian in his day. What is the instruction that Paul gives? Well, first of all, be watchful in all things. And that means two things. First of all, it means watch around you. Watch what's going on so that you are not taken in by the false teachings of those around you. Watch all around. And secondly, watch yourself. Be watchful in all things. Secondly, he says, endure afflictions. The Bible says that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer for it. Endure afflictions. I read some blogs on the internet, and it astounds me. These are blogs that are written generally by Christian people. But what astounds me is the venom and the hatred that is directed their way in the comments underneath the blog entries. Endure afflictions. In our country, the afflictions are pretty light. Who knows how long that will last? Endure it. Do the work of an evangelist. So in the midst of all this, there is an instruction for you and I. In the midst of these kinds of times, he says, Timothy, you're the guy who has the hope. You're the guy who has the answer for the confusion that is going around all around you. And what is that hope? Well, that hope is Jesus Christ. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that you have that hope, Jesus Christ. Not only do you have him, he lives inside your heart for everyone who has been baptized in his name. And you have a resource there, but not only do you have a resource to help you in these times, but you also have a message for someone else, that there is hope, that in this time of confusion, there is a place where you can go where there is no confusion. That is the Scriptures. Do the work of an evangelist. Why is that so important? Well, because the reason that confusion reigns all around us is because Satan reigns all around us. This is his world right now. He's the prince of this world, the Bible says. He's in control of an awful lot of people. How will those people know that they can get out from under his thumb if not people like you and me telling them? Do the work of an evangelist. By the way, when you evangelize, we ought not only remember to evangelize those who are lost, who are around us, but also ourselves. Because you and I sin every day, and every day we need God's forgiveness. And that's exactly what the evangel is. It's the good news that Jesus Christ came and he paid the price for sin, everyone's sin, but not just everyone's sin, your sin. And he did that on the cross when he died for you and when he rose again from the dead. Do the work of an evangelist, and finally, fulfill your ministry. You have a calling. You will have a vocation as soon as you leave Bethany. For some, it's not that far away, graduation. And in that vocation, wherever you are, there will be a Christian and there will be your ministry, your vocation. You are the light to the world in that place. Fulfill it, he says. Fulfill your ministry. And that is Paul's instruction to Timothy. And that is his instruction to you and I. Would you please bow your head with me? Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for that gospel that announces to us that we have been forgiven by the blood of Christ. Now we pray that you will work that message so deeply into our own lives that it will shine forth into the lives of others. Grant that, my Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.